Turn up.
Hold on, let me catch my.
Turn up.
Just like
you are now listening to Turntub.
Turntub
Radio.
Welcome to episode 2 of Turned Up Radio.
Feeling like I'm one in a million.
Our special guest is Mr. Myron Main.
What up?
Myron was one of the top 20 VJ contestants to take part in the Much Music VJ search. He was one of the youngest VJ hopefuls to be on the show, and although he was eliminated on the very first episode, as a result, he's built a very large fan base and has remained a memorable face right here in Toronto. So welcome, Myron.
What up?
And can you just give us a little bit more background as to what the VJ search is for somebody who's listening that may not know?
So the VJ search is basically Much Music's way of trying to get a new host on their live shows. And so, yeah, you basically just get to interview and host shows and stuff like that. So it's a cool kind of job.
And have you had any background experience working on television before you started the VJ search?
Well, I mean, if you considered modeling on a City Line, well then yeah, but I was 4, so I mean it was nothing. I just walked on there with my cute face and then walked right off. So basically no, I had no experience whatsoever at all as to why I was eliminated first.
And how did you hear about the VJ search? How did you get involved with it?
My boy Adriel Smiley, he's in TV broadcasting at Seneca, and he was gonna go for it, and then he was like, oh, Myron, do it with me. And I was like, I don't know if I want to do all that. Like, I was thinking about the videos, and I started watching past videos, and I was like, oh, like, I don't know if this is for me. Like, I knew I wanted to be a TV host, but I wasn't sure if this was the right way to go about it. So, yeah, he talked me into it, and then the rest was history.
So, Myron, after this VJ search, I see that you've kind of blown up, and you kind of... I don't know, I guess an Instagram idol or whatever.
Can you tell me? Wow, yeah. I guess Instagram idol, that's a fancy title. But, I mean, it was crazy. Like, I'd go on Instagram in the morning, and it would be like, vote for my boy Myron. Like, there would be like 7 posts of just my face alone. And I was like, holy crap, like... this is unbelievable. And then there was people that were like, it was on Twitter, it was everywhere. People had hashtags like stop the poonis, Myron for VJ, Myron Main for VJ. I told people, I even gave people hashtags. They created their own. Like, it was great, but it was quite shocking. So it was just a small taste of what life would be like to be a celebrity. It was kind of cool.
I remember watching the after show of their very first episode, and I think you were voted like the most talked about VJ hopeful. You were like in the first spot.
When you're great, you're great. Oh wait, I lost. But it was actually quite cool. For 2 days, I was the top tweeted VJ. And what impresses me the most and what I'm really happy about is the fact that the first day, I think it was like... either like I hit double digits, and some of them were still on single digits. And I was like, oh, yeah, but little did everybody know I was at home watching the episode. So, I mean, I was like...
was it hard keeping it a secret that you were eliminated?
It was. Actually, what happened was, so they flew me out on the Monday. I was in Vancouver for all of 48 hours until I was flown back home because I got eliminated. And, yeah, so then my girlfriend and I, we decided to go out... and all of a sudden, like, this girl was like, aren't you supposed to be in Vancouver? And I was like, huh? And I was like, oh, and it was just around Easter time. So I was like, oh, no, like, they gave me the opportunity to spend Easter with my family. And they're like, oh, that's good. I'm like, yeah, I'm flying out tomorrow. I was already eliminated, and I had cried and cried my whole entire way home on my flight. But, I mean, after that girl saw me while we were out with my girlfriend and I were out, I definitely I didn't go back out until my episode aired. So I was in my house from March 9th until April 2nd. I did not go anywhere.
All right, so I'm guessing that was a really tough experience to encounter, but like, what can you take away from like this whole experience of, you know, being on TV, you know, going after for what you want and not succeeding, but still coming back and, like, you know, do you have your head on your shoulders? Do you know where you're going now? Do you know what you're going
to do? I do. Actually, it's great because while I was, prior to the VJ search, I was doing 2 years. I was in my second year at Trent University. And within 2 years, I did two different majors. My first year I went in, I did geography, thinking that I wanted to be a geography teacher. But little did I know that was a minor, like it wasn't a teachable. So then I was screwed. And then my second year, I decided to take up sociology. And I was like, oh, like, and I was telling my dad, I'm like, I don't know what I'm in university for. And then that's when my boy was like, come do the VJ search with me. And I did it. It happened to be semi-successful. And then, yeah, so then as soon as I got eliminated, I was like, this is what I need to do. And I applied to Seneca for TV broadcasting. And, yeah, from there, I'm slowly on the road to being great.
Can you recap, like, what happened that led to your elimination?
Oh. what happened? Okay, so basically, they gave us the paper of what we could ask the two interviewers. And I was and I saw the paper. And there's stuff about Degrassi. And I'm like, this dude, me, does not know anything about Degrassi. Like, the last time I watched Degrassi was when Greg's Unibri was together. Like, I mean, it was like, so I didn't really know anything. And then they had stuff. They're like, oh, you can ask them. Little did we know that some of the information was wrong. So because I didn't know anything about Degrassi, I didn't want to talk about anything regarding Degrassi unless it was the time the show aired and when it aired and whatnot. And so I tried to look on his Instagram, everything. I was on Wikipedia. But then I was scared because you know how Wikipedia can change by anybody. I wasn't sure if Much Music changed it just so we can go on there and, like, you know, screw up. So I was like, I don't know. Like, let me just try and see something about his family members and whatnot and talk about that. So my interview, how I had it in my iPhone, I still have it to this day just in case someone tries to tell me, oh, like, you did crap. I'm like, well, pointers. This is what happened the entire time. And, yeah, so, I mean, I walked out there to go and interview him, and all I saw was, like, pearly white teeth, and he was in a blazer. I'm just there looking poo. I'm like, oh, my goodness. I'm like, this guy's great. And then he's, like, smiling at me, and I'm like, oh. I'm like, oh, your teeth are white. Mine's just, you know, partially broken. Like, and so from there, it just went downhill, and I opened up my mouth, and then again, I mean, that's where my meme came from. Like, I didn't know you can choke on top of choking on top of choking to choke some more. Like, I had no clue that my tongue was going to go the way it did. And,
you sound like somebody that's really outspoken. So do you regularly get nervous like that when you have to
perform? I don't even know what I was nervous for. Like, I mean, honestly, actually, no. I don't think I was nervous because I was with a Canadian celebrity. I'm going to call him a Canadian celebrity because he is, a celebrity, whatever. And I mean, I think I was more nervous at the fact that this was my first interview with somebody who is actually successful. And then on top of it, like, oh my goodness, Much Music flew me out to Vancouver. Oh my goodness, I made top 20. Like, there was so much things that I was so proud of. And then I guess just the fear of not screwing up came over me. But then what happened? I screwed up. So, I mean, and as soon as I screwed up, I knew I was going home. That minute, as soon as I finished my interview, I knew that I was going home. And I went back into the back room, and everyone was like, oh, and I was like, oh, they're like, oh, how did it go? I'm like, I don't even want to talk to anybody right now. Like, they're like, trust me, don't worry, you're not going home. I'm like, yeah, I'm going home. And they're like, oh, no, you're not. I'm like, trust me, believe me. They're like, it was that bad. I'm like, I mean, I, like, it was, like, swirled poo all over my interview. I mean, I was embarrassed. And then I was thinking about, oh, my goodness, like, are they going to play the entire interview? I was hoping that because there's 20 of us and it's a 30-minute show, they were going to show just a small snippet of what we did. But sure enough, you know what? I like the editing that Much Music did because the parts that you guys saw on TV were not the worst parts of my interview. But when you go online, I probably shouldn't have told you guys that. But when you go online, you'll see them. But yeah, it was an experience.
And speaking of things that we didn't see by just watching the show, was there ever any drama? Like, for the short time that you were there between the contestants?
It kind of was. Like, I mean, it was... Actually, no, there wasn't, because the producers were like, you guys are all friends, like, what's happening here? But it was more so, like, it was really like an awkward type friendship. I feel like everything was forced upon us because like we were supposed to be filming. So I mean, we all like people who know me know that I don't just go out of my way to go and like I don't you know do stuff for camera. So I mean, if I had known I was going to be eliminated like 14 hours later, I think I would have jumped in front of the camera and done some stupidness. But I mean, I didn't do that. And but for the drama part of it, it didn't seem like there was any until I was gone. But I mean, I was there for what? I had breakfast, lunch, and dinner with them when I was gone in the morning. So, I mean, they probably made... Well, that's when the drama started happening. I mean, they started getting on the bus and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Okay, and lastly, are you working on any new projects right now?
Well, I have started a couple things. I'm starting to notice that I'm a person who will start something and don't finish it, and it's my fault. So I started, after the VJ search, I started a YouTube channel with my boy Adriel, and it's AMTV. And unfortunately, we dropped like 2 videos, and then, I mean, it was the summertime. I was trying to enjoy it before I got into the program that I wanted to get into, and then he also was working NI, and so we didn't really get to do any videos. But we're actually trying to come up with some more stuff, and I did get a couple interviews in terms of like different networks coming at me, and yeah, it was quite cool. Like one guy, he emailed me, he's like, oh, you had some spunk. I'm like, whoa, spunk, like, whoa. I'm like, I've fallen, I can't get up. But I mean, it was I did get some stuff, so it's kind of died off now, but I'm hoping that it will come back up. But I mean, when you're great, you're great. I'm just waiting for me to finish school so they know that I'm ready, completely ready at least.
Okay, well, thank you, Myron, and we'll look forward to hearing you in our other segment a little later on.
Well, I hope you guys look forward to seeing me on TV, because that's where I'm going to be.
Turnt Up Radio.
Ideas that girls and guys are usually divided on, hoping that by the end of each session we'll reach a general consensus or agreement. So today we're going to be discussing the topic of Instagram selfies. Ooh. And whether or not guys should be taking them or shouldn't be taking them. So I want to hear your guys' thoughts and opinions. Girls, guys, like let's get into this.
All right, well, I'm going to start off with this. I mean, I think a guy should be allowed to take selfies because I am one of them who takes selfies. But, I mean, when you have too much, you're just like, what are you doing, bro? Like, no.
So should there be a limit on how many selfies a guy takes?
Per account or per, like, week, per day? Like,
I don't know. That's a good question.
Because if you're doing it per day, I mean, a guy shouldn't be doing them really per day, unless you have like a crisp lineup, or you know, you have like a built body, or you got some sick tat that you need to be wearing. But I mean, and you're light skin, but I mean, I mean, other than that, it's just like, oh, like probably no.
all guys should have one selfie for week limit. Anything over that is too much.
One
selfie for a week. If you just, like, you know, maybe you want to throw a throwback Thursday in there, that's fine, but one selfie for a week.
Okay,
are you camera shy?
Okay, I don't agree with that. I think that guys on their entire Instagram should at least have, okay, at most have 40% selfies, and the rest, it could be whatever they want.
I think that's way too much. I don't even think as girls we have like 40% selfies on Instagram.
Okay, well, this is how it should be. Okay, so about like 25% like Instagram photos, your selfies, and then, I mean, like 40% food. Well, this is for my Instagram. 40% food, and then you have your little motivationals and your little memes. I mean, the selfies, just in case someone wants to see how sweet you are, so you know, like you're kind of setting yourself up. Other than that, I mean, selfies are useless. I mean, I know what I look like. You know what I look like. You followed me, so I mean, I gotta be doing that. Unless I do something cool with my hair. Oh, wait, I did. No one noticed.
Duracell battery.
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, I tried.
Honestly, I think that, like, girls have, like, honestly, at least 70%, like, selfies. And when I ever check out a girl's, like, Instagram, I see them in the washroom, see them, like, honestly, I'd rather see selfies instead of food.
And girls honestly, be trying to play, though, because I know y'all have about, like, 700 photos in your phone alone, but you only put up about 5 to make it seem like you ain't thirsty.
If you're if you're taking a selfie, you need to take at least, like, 10 to 20, and then, pick the right one that looks the best. So, like, you know, you'll go through your phone and then, like, realize you have all these pictures of yourself and you gotta delete those because, like, those don't look cool.
Yeah, I was sitting on the bus and this lady actually stopped me. She's like, "You have a lot of pictures of yourself." I just looked up at her. I'm like, excuse me. Like, there's nothing in here for you. But, I mean, selfies are needed. I mean, like, what if you pass away? You need to pick up a picture that you like.
Yes, so you need selfies because you also want to kind of show time progression, right? Like, you want to be like, yeah, I got cuter or I got uglier. But, yeah, like, yeah, you really need it. Like, it's like a timeline.
I mean, just in case you guys have to make some little funeral paper, I mean, you guys can see what I liked.
Okay, but let's just backtrack a little bit. Okay, so we've agreed that selfies are necessary on Instagram.
Yeah.
But is there a limit that guys should be posting every week as opposed to girls?
Like, I don't think a guy should have too many selfies at all. Like, for a girl to have 80% selfies on Instagram, I think that's totally fine. But, like, if you're a guy, why do you need, like, 5 selfies a week?
But,
like,
you said, I don't understand what dude. So you don't want to see no dudes put up 7 pictures, but the ladies might want to see that.
Exactly.
So, I mean, it doesn't really, I don't think it should be like you should be have a limit on what it is, because, I mean, some girls are looking for certain things and some guys are looking for certain things. You would sit on Instagram looking for like 7 pictures from one female, and some next female is looking at that female like, this girl is so thirsty. But then you're like, you know, like, it's just what the person, I don't think there should be a limit. Yep. I really don't think so. And I mean, I don't use no limit, so I mean, everyone's like, free to do what they want to do.
Like, to me, picking up girls on social media is just corny. So, like, why do I need to, like, put selfies on there for people to notice me? Like, they see them in person that I'm going to talk to. I'm like,
but what if you meet the girl on eHarmony and she hasn't met you yet and you need to use Instagram?
That's totally different. But, you know, just like, that's such a feminine trait to me, like, to have taking selfies all the time. Like, why
inserts O meme, like, oh, I didn't know. I mean, I tried.
I don't know. So to me, selfies are for girls. Like, you don't if you're a man, you don't need to take 5 selfies all the time. I don't need to know when you're in the gym. I don't need to know when you're suited up. I don't need to know when you got your hair done right. Like,
that's me.
Like, you know, like, I don't need to know all that.
Okay, honestly, Vernon, like, I understand you don't need to know that, but, like, what about girls? Like, we're not appealing for, like, the same sex. I don't know, but usually you don't want to do it for your, like the same. Whoa, okay. Basically, I'm trying to say is, usually you try to portray yourself in a way that you want to get. Like, for me, instance, if I'm taking selfies, I'm either in the gym, or, like, I'm out and I have my personal photographer.
We Jennifer. Know.
What up?
Yeah, taking photos of me, like, you know, just, like, in a suit, you know, things that I'm, like, proud of, you know. I don't usually take selfies just for the sake of taking selfies, you know. So, like, I try to, like, portray myself in a certain type of way that I feel, like, best reflects me. Yeah, just like Myron said, just in case, like, you know, if I get a bullet, you know. tomorrow. Knock on wood, though, you know?
Yeah, because those pictures that you put up on Instagram, people know that you like them. So when you pass, they just screenshot and put it up and say, rest in peace. I mean, you're good. You are good. I mean, all those pictures that I have, I mean, I am more than happy if, you know, if something, God forbid. But, I mean, I'll be ready. I mean, you got to
mess up. Yeah, if you see it on TV or, like, they need to grab a photo of you.
Yeah,
like...
I've never seen those people who be missing on TV and they try to say, like, and then they pick up some, like, terrible picture of them. I'm like, that was on their Instagram. And then they're just stuck and then, like, no one's looking for them because it's nothing worthwhile. But, I mean...
Yes, you need to have, like, ample photos so they pick, like, the good ones off your Instagram.
If you were missing and you didn't have Instagram and then your mom gave some terrible picture of you just, you know, looking torn up, you would be like, you'd be missing for an extra 72 hours rather than being found right away. So you need selfies that you like.
I'm not saying don't take selfies whatsoever. I'm just saying there's a limit to how many selfies a guy should have on their Instagram. Like, it's just why do you need an excessive amount? Like, you know, like, for every haircut you need a selfie, or for every time you wear a suit you need a selfie? Like, it's like,
I take a selfie when I'm confident with what I look like. Like I mean, like, I will not take a selfie if I know, like, my hairline's growing in and I'm like, oh man, like, I don't need everybody seeing me at that stage.
Do you do, like, the selfie in the mirror with, like, the, you know?
Okay, I tried it a couple times and the likes didn't really add up to what I thought it should have been, so I was like, I think I might pass. So we don't really do no more mirror photos. We just leave it at Whitegram.
Okay, yes, I use that too.
You actually use that one? Yeah. I try to. I don't like it.
It's great.
Okay, awesome. Honestly, I have a question then. Why is it okay for girls to have more or have like a wider range of selfies than guys are? Like, why can't guys and girls both be even? Why
is it a woman want? So, like, I mean, it's either you guys take less photos or we go and take more photos. Like, what's wrong?
Wait, ladies, answer me this. Is it just attractive for a man to have, like, 5 selfies a week on his Instagram?
Well, it shows confidence, right? Like, if he's taking a photo of himself, like, in a suit or, like, he just got a haircut or something like that. Like, I think he's cute. I want to know about it. So, yeah, like, I don't mind if a guy posts, like, 5 selfies as long as they're, like, kind of variety, right? Like, you don't want the same damn, like, pose on, like, your pillow or, like, on your bed, like, going to bed. Like, 5 of those? No, you don't want those, but you want, like, variety.
I think it may come off, too, that he may be a little overconfident. I would think, like, to post 5 selfies a week... But, like, I guess if they are different, like, if there's a variety, like what Kim said, then I would agree, like, that's okay. But if it's, like, the same picture from the same photo shoot, like how Sam said earlier, that you need to take, like, 10 and choose the best one. If he's putting up, like, the pictures from the same photo shoot, like, over the course of a week, well, okay, that's weird.
I honestly think that, like, if he looks fresh in his photos and, like, the background's good or whatever, then, like, he has, like, he's okay to take enough. Like, he can take, like, a few. But, like, if it's honestly the same as you guys are saying, like, if it's the same picture, like, the same pose, or, like, if he has his, like, shirt off, like, in every single photo that he takes, that's, like, ridiculous. Like, he needs to cover up just a little bit. Like, he can give the odd one here and there for you to be like, okay, I'm about that. But then, like, if it's all of them, it's just like, okay, you're too egotistical right now.
Sometimes a selfie is need to remind people of what, you know, who you are. Because, I mean, sometimes I'll throw up so many pictures of different things, and then all of a sudden it's just like, I throw up a picture of myself, and then I'm like, 83 likes, like, whoa. And I'm like, I mean, you really have to kind of, I think it comes with age, like, you start to, or maturity, like, you start to realize what type of selfies you should be taking. Like, if you're still, like, if you're 21 and you're still taking selfies like you're in grade 12, I mean, you're kind of losing. But, I mean, so you kind of want to just change it up. As maturity comes, you know what type of photos you should be taking. But Brandon, he's fine. So I don't want to hear nobody roast Brandon.
Wait, Brandon. Before we start, you knew we were going to talk about this today, did you not?
Yes, I did.
Is it true or is it not true? Before today, you deleted how many selfies off your Instagram?
Okay, that this is not true. I did not delete any selfies.
I
did not delete any selfies. I actually deleted some scenery, actually, of me in the mountains and whatnot. And
sorry that you're great.
Wait. Brandon, like, the other day when we were checking on your Instagram, you had, like, what, 200 photos on it? You have 99 right now. And on every line, I see a picture of you. Like, man should not, like, I only take selfies to let people know I'm alive still. Like, yo, I'm here, I'm alive. But, like, I don't need a selfie for everything I do, because, like, everyone doesn't need to know everything I do.
Okay. So, if you look at my last photo, not to brag or anything, but usually when people don't like selfies, they don't like selfies. I actually have 115 likes. Not to brag, but like, that
kill them.
Wait, hold on. That means that there is people responding to my selfies outside. And honestly, triple digits, I think a lot of people like it. So
that's right. I agree, because I threw one up last week. I got my hair cut. I had my...
Yeah, I seen that. You were looking nice still.
Yeah, I was looking quite dapper. And I mean, it worked.
So all these Instagram models getting hype off likes. Like, I don't understand.
Okay, well, I'm not...
Can I get 100 likes?
I mean,
you're better?
I don't wait on likes. But yeah. I mean, it makes me realize, like, once I see that, oh, I hit triple digits, I'm like, oh, wow. Like, one, it makes me... feel like, oh yeah, these people haven't forgot about me since high school. So it's like, oh yeah, these people still remember that I exist. One. Two, it makes you seem like, oh shoot, like, they was feeling me just as much as I was feeling myself. So then you're like, you just move on. Other than that, I mean, likes ain't nothing. I mean,
okay, I'm gonna get those likes on in real life. Like, I honestly do not care.
Great.
I honestly do not care if I have one like or 100 likes, because like, it doesn't make a difference to me. It doesn't...
Well, Vernon, you
anything.
Don't put up pictures, right?
Because I don't need... No one needs to see 100 pictures of me. Like, I don't like... You see me in real life. That's when you see pictures of me.
Okay, so I can count how many selfies I have right now. 1, 2, 3. Oh, this one, this mirror photo that I took the other day, I mean, I tried it, and it didn't really work out for me. I my friend texted me, and she was like, next time, Myron. I was like, yeah, next time. Maybe not.
real dudes like, have okay. One profile pic, a selfie, and that's it. And maybe a gym pic, and that's it. You don't need to have all these selfies.
That's what you're looking for, but the ladies would love to see a dude inside the gym, right?
I don't know. Maybe Scarborough dudes are more.
You guys want to see somebody in the gym. You guys want to see a guy when he's fresh cut, so you can be like, yo, he's sweet. Like, you know, like, oh my God, panty drop off. But, I mean, other than that, like, I mean, Vernon ain't looking for nothing, because, I mean, what's Vernon going to do with my selfie? Like, what is he really going to do? So, Vernon doesn't care.
Honestly, real dudes don't need that many selfies. Like, it's not necessary.
I think you don't like them because you don't want to see no dudes, but you would love...
I don't even follow dudes on Instagram, to be honest with you. I have, like, only guys, like, I know I have to see in real life.
But then you can't make this argument. You don't even know how many selfies you'd be seeing from dudes.
No, I honestly don't even like following dudes on Instagram, because, like, why don't I want to see pictures of a bunch of dudes on my Instagram? Like,
okay, so do you get mad that Kim Kardashian takes a lot of selfies of herself?
Pardon?
Do you get mad that Kim takes a lot of selfies?
No, because Kim's a girl, and, like, Kim
okay,
looks
see,
nice in a selfie all the time.
That's what you're looking for. She's a girl. Now, you don't want to see... Brandon throwing up selfies because he's a dude, and you're gonna be like, I don't need to see Brandon at Good Life.
Should take a selfie when they're at an event, or when they meet someone famous, or if they're really suited up. Other than that, you do not need selfies.
But this dude stays suited
up. You do not need selfies every single time. Like, you're not... For every single new outfit you buy, you need a selfie?
I'm always ready. I mean, I stay snatched.
That's a feminine trait, to have selfies all the time. I don't know, maybe I'm wrong to say that, but like, dudes don't need selfies all the time. That's just me.
We're gonna disagree.
All right, we can agree to disagree. Are we gonna move on?
Yeah, so is that our... I think it just shifted completely to like just a guy only segment, but so is that the conclusion that we came to today?
Okay,
to
well disagree? The conclusion
is pretty much not he said.
The conclusion
not
is
said.
Scarborough dudes are like selfies for some reason, and everyone else in GTA is more chilled about
it. My personal opinion on selfies is, I mean, take as much as you want. You know what you're trying to sell yourself. Basically, it's selling yourself and what you want people to see about you or have an opinion about you. So, I mean, take what you want, whatever, whether they like it or not. I mean, it's just you. If you're feeling, if you like something, then you put it up. That's why you put it up, right? So just don't actually like your own picture. I mean, you're losing if you do that. And I hate people who do that. I mean, and they like it before the 11 likes, so everybody can see that they liked it. Like, what are you doing? But I mean, I'm done my opinion. Who's next?
Okay. Okay, so Myron, on behalf of everybody here at Turns Up Radio, I just want to say thank you so much for coming in today.
Well, on behalf of Myron, I want to thank you all for having me.
And of course, you're welcome to return.
Anytime. I mean, I guess I can try. I mean, I am scheduled. I mean,
well, I'm sorry.
I'm joking. I'm not booked. I just work.
Okay, and that concludes our first episode of Turned Up Radio. If you think you'd like to be featured on our show or know somebody who would, you can contact us at turnedupcentennialradio@gmail.com. That's TURNTUP centennialradio@gmail.com.